Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you on 97.9 The Hill, especially live edition today because we are joined in the studio by Hank Close, a.k.a. Hank with an exclamation point. New album just out today, and we're going to play some songs off of it, some of them tracks from the album, one live performance coming up in just a bit. Really exciting album. I'm glad to have you here in the studio today of all days on the album release day. So, Hank, thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, happy to be here, Aaron.
Yeah, coming back for your second round as well, although first solo album, so this is exciting.
Yeah.
So what do you want to play first? What should we go with?
I'm going to go with the first single,
awesome.
I'm going to say. I released it back at the beginning of September, and that was it. And it's called Lady Street.
All right, here we go. Lady Street off of the new album on 7 on the Hill. Is Lady Street off the new album, Guilty Pleasures Are the Best Ones. Hank Close here in the studio, and we are going to have more from him and more from the new album when we come back on Live and Local after this. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you, 97.9 The Hill Studios. Joined in the studio tonight by Hank Close, a.k.a. Hank. New album just out today called Guilty Pleasures Are the Best Ones. I had a chance to listen to it earlier this week. It's fantastic, and I'm excited to be able to play a few songs for you off of it tonight. We heard Lady Street, the first single, earlier. That was the lead single off of the album. We've played that for you already on previous days. Everything that you're about to hear from here on out is going to be brand new for the first time tonight. So, Hank, again, thank you so much for being with us. I love the album.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell us how did it all came together? It was pretty quick turnaround, right, from start to finish. Maybe not.
No.
Is this a long time coming? Okay.
It's a very long time coming. I feel like it goes without saying at this point. I mean, we started recording it in, I believe it was either late November, early December 2019.
Oh, okay.
We did that track, Lady Street.
Right, right.
As well as the next track we're going to be playing, which is called Stupid Teens.
Yeah.
We did the, we laid down the rhythm tracks for that. And that was a fun experience because I hadn't written any charts yet, but I don't remember how it worked exactly. But when I got into the studio, it just kind of came alive in the headphones. And I was just kind of like, wow, this is coming together quickly.
Yeah.
And little did I know it would take almost 2 years to finish it. So I've got that.
I mean, pandemic time has no meaning, so you can still say it's 3 months.
It took me a year to compose a whole piece of music once. So yeah.
Oh man, yeah.
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 But there was that back in early 2019, and I went back in there in January and did some overdubs. And so those two were the first ones to be finished. And then on March 15th, I remember the date, 2020, we went into the studio right as lockdown was about to commence. So we were all in the studio just sort of thinking like, this is going to be it for a while. Like, we're going to go in here and we're going to do this and, the emotions were in kind of a strange place, but we managed to get it all done. One of the singles that I wanted to play, the second single, Why Go, hit a bit of a snag in the studio because we had to learn it on the spot.
Nice.
Yeah, and it's a cool songwriting moment when you realize that something you wrote requires a certain drum fill.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to give it to Rob DeMauro on that because he really
I was gonna say this was we talked about this as a solo album. There's a great band behind it, and I've like particular tracks I was like, man, Rob DeMauro is just like killing it on the drums on this album.
Yeah, absolutely. I I've heard Rob, Rob DeMauro can do no wrong in my book. he's a powerhouse drummer, which it's not always what I want for my drum sound, but I wouldn't say that that's all he can do, but it's certainly like where he's most at home as a drummer. And he hit it out of the park with this one.
Who else is in the band
with it? Chris Bullock on bass. The wonderful Gabriel Reynolds, a.k.a. Gabriel David, a.k.a. Wake Moody, mm-hmm. on the keys. He really shines on this record. Not that Chris doesn't. Like Chris, for instance, Chris is fantastic on Why Go,
mm-hmm.
and all over the album. And just me. There's four people. Yeah, just four people on the album. I did all the vocals and guitar overdubs, and I also played some synthesizers, mm-hmm. and some keys.
Nice.
And did some percussion as well. There's a little thing I did sort of in the absence of a gong, which I kind of credit myself as sort of not so much inventing, but sort of getting invented.
All right.
Just like telling them, it's like, we can't get a gong, so can you hang a crash cymbal vertically, and then we can hit it with a mallet and then just slow it down in the studio to do that. And
it works. Yeah.
I'll get a gong someday.
We're speaking with Hank Close. The album is Guilty Pleasures Are the Best Ones. It's out today. The second single is Stupid Teens, you just mentioned it. Yeah. That came out just this week as well, right?
Yeah. That would be yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is, I've got two favorite songs on the album. This is one of them, and it's kind of like, it feels like the centerpiece of the album, because it's a longer track. It's, I think, the longest track on the album, and it is. You earn every second of it. It's fantastic.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so we'll play it. Set this one up for us. What should people know?
Stupid Teens. I wrote it, it was, the chord progression was in my head for a long time. I thought that it was going to be like a Kinks-style song. And, then some emotional turmoil, involving dating and produced, the lyrics. And, it just came out just like that. And, that's more or less what you're hearing on the album.
The artist is Hank. The album is Guilty Pleasures Are the Best Ones. The song is Stupid Teens. Here we go, 97.9 The Hill. Okay. That song, fantastic song from Hank. Again, the album is Guilty Pleasures Are the Best Ones. When we come back, a little bit more from Hank Close, plus a live performance of a song off of that album when we come back on Live and Local after this. Welcome back to Live and Local. Aaron Keck here with you alongside Hank Close. Hank, whose new album, Guilty Pleasures Are the Best Ones, is out today for the first time, and we're hearing a couple of songs off of it for the first time ever here on 97.9 The Hill. Again, thanks so much for being with us. And we were talking before we started. I had a chance to listen to the CD earlier this week. There is now a vinyl version too, which is very slightly different from the CD, right?
Yeah, the vinyl's in the works. It takes a long time. It's months and months. I still need to get in touch with them about some things like the art and so forth. One of the things that I kind of flubbed with this release is I didn't set up a pre-order, and didn't realize that was something I should have done, and still until people started asking for it. So, you know, you live, you learn, but hopefully with the vinyl version, I'll be able to rectify this at least.
Right. It's good that they're asking. That's a huge step.
Yeah, I actually mailed out a copy of the album to someone who asked about a pre-order before I came here.
So with the vinyl version, slight difference just in terms of timing, right?
Yeah, the album wound up being too long to fit on the whole disc. This news hit me while I was about to go to a wedding down in South Carolina, so it was just that vacation sort of pandemonium breaking out.
The phone call that you get before you leave.
And the first thing they said was like, maybe we should cut a track. And I was just like, no, you know, just head spinning, you know, hands up in the air, just. And then eventually we settled on just making the last track on the album, which is called Mood Swings, a little bit shorter. There was a little sort of point where it could kind of fade out and sound, you know, like the logical ending point, I suppose. And I just said, like, okay, you know, it's not ideal, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll definitely be issuing that disclaimer when the album is available. But I think it's worth it getting this particular album on wax.
Mm-hmm. I love I've just been fascinated by the extent to which, like, the medium that you use to package music affects what you can do and how it sounds. Like, just the act of, like, with vinyl or cassettes, like, flipping from side A to side B, which you don't get on CD, like, that can have a really transformative effect on just the experience of listening to the thing.
Yeah, to me, that's, like, the ultimate answer to... I do think that albums are too long, but certain albums are too long, but it definitely makes albums that are super long a little more palatable if you can just listen to them in sides as opposed to one sprawling list.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's coming up for you? Any shows coming up that folks ought to know about?
I'm still working on that. I've had two shows with a full band, one at the Cave and one at the Station. It's kind of a tricky time to be getting gigs because everyone's just booking way out. It's been kind of a point of frustration for me lately. I'm just kind of persisting at sending out these emails. And on which note, Manifest is happening.
Yeah, this weekend.
This weekend. Yep. So tonight I'm just going to be going out to shows, just watching bands, just thinking, like, you're playing my damn release show. there's been a lot of petty jealousy and moods for me right now. But, I'm a good sport at the end of the day.
Again, the artist is Hank. The album is Guilty Pleasures Are the Best Ones. People want to find out more about you. Is there a website, social media?
Go to Hank. I use the moniker Hank with an exclamation point with parentheses around it. Mm-hmm. Apparently, there's quite a few Hank exclamation points out there, so I needed to make it distinct. I've kind of grown to hate it, but I feel like it's necessary.
Yeah.
And so you can just look that up on Facebook. You can look me up on Bandcamp, where there's another album that I recorded at home during lockdown. That's ambient stuff. Mm-hmm. No vocals on it. It's just all, synthesizers, backwards music, just stuff recorded on airplanes, that sort of stuff.
Well, the album is Guilty Pleasures Are the Best Ones. There's three singles off of it. The two that we've already heard, there's one more called Why Go, which we'll play in a bit. But before we wrap up this conversation, I want to get a live performance in. And I mentioned I've got two favorite songs on the album. I'm excited that you wanted to play this one because Stupid Teens, it's one. And this one is my other favorite. So set this one up for us.
Yeah. I'll just talk about it while I'm tuning.
Yeah.
This song is called Poison, and I wrote it on a day where I woke up at 8 a.m., completely hungover, and the song was in my head just pretty much as is, and so I just went into my rehearsal room and played it as is, and it's a rather heavy song on the record, so I'm here with an acoustic guitar, so this is the super soft Poison.
All right, take it away.
And with these Didario tuners, you can't see them in the right light, so here we go. Super soft and slightly out of tune, Poison. So... What used to inspire now makes me bitter. What used to please now makes me sick. So don't waste my time with the next big thing. I'm addicted to poison. Poison. All beauty I am killing. If you don't eat, now it is rotten. So live, obey the laws designed to punish you. I'm addicted to poison. I'm addicted to poison. I'm addicted to poison. I'm addicted to poison. My home is now gone. All your sweetness is sour. Your truth is a lie. I awake in the night, put ice on my head, and go back to bed, and dream the dreams of the damned. I'm addicted to poison. 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 To poison.
The album is Guilty Pleasures Are the Best Ones. The artist is Hank. Hank Close, thank you so much for being with us today. That was fantastic.
Oh, you're welcome.
Coming up next, we'll have more from Hank, that next single, Why Go, as Live and Local continues after this.